Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Light 100.5 WRCH, tell me something good about Connecticut.
Have you heard about the latest trend in fun things to do? It's catching on here in Connecticut, and now it's a business opportunity for you as well. The newest thing? Axe throwing.
Yeah.
There are now four axe throwing places in Newington, Hartford, Wallingford, and Wethersfield.
Wow.
And it's just what it sounds like. You throw a real axe at a wooden target. Axe throwing, as you might have guessed, started as a competition for lumberjacks. Bars in Canada began putting in axe throwing areas, and soon it spread to the United States. They're set up kind of like bowling centers with alleys separated by walls. Imagine throwing
concrete
a gutter.
Concrete walls?
Yeah, so like, you just imagine throwing a gutter ball, but with an axe instead.
Because I'm thinking I had a slice in golf.
Like bowling centers, can you imagine? They have coaches who can teach you the finer points of the sport, and like bowling centers, they're designed to be social gathering spots. Some have other games you can play. Some sell beer and wine. Some let you bring your own. You can even book an axe throwing party. Now, about that business opportunity, Blue Ox Axe Throwing opened in Wallingford last year, and they caught on fast, so fast, the owners are planning a second location in Bridgeport, and they want to let others in on the business, so they're offering franchising opportunities. You can get your Paul Bunyan on and make a business out of it. The axe throwing business is just one more good thing about Connecticut.
So that was my Father's Day gift this year.
Yeah.
And you loved
axe
it.
Throwing. Your shoulder hurt after
it was,
that.
It was pretty amazing how good my son was at it. Yeah, I mean, it was a little surprising.
Makes you wonder.
That.
What have you guys been practicing in the off-throwing, off-season of axe throwing?
Is there an off-season?
Who knows? It's all fun, though. I love it. Tomorrow is National Lighthouse Day. Did you know that Connecticut has a total of 14 active lighthouses? That's right. And if you're looking to squeeze in a few more coastal adventures before the summer's over, consider visiting one of the state's picturesque lighthouses. Here's a couple to think about. Sheffield Island in Norwalk features a 151-year-old lighthouse that visitors can take a ferry cruise to and tour. There's also Lighthouse Point Park in New Haven, where you'll see New Haven's Harbor Light and one of the country's oldest antique carousels. I've been there. It's beautiful. Stonington Lighthouse Museum, which was one of the nation's first lighthouse museums and features exhibits from the history of Stonington and a small observation tower at the top. And did you know you can even spend a night in a lighthouse? Mm. Yeah, the Saybrook Point Inn, Marina and Spa in Old Saybrook. I've been there too. It's got its own lighthouse suite. It's pretty amazing. All right, August is upon us, but that means one thing. We need to give away the July CT Visit prize bag.
That is correct, and that included a gift certificate for one-day paddleboard or kayak rental for four people from Collinsville Canoe and Kayak, plus two tickets to enjoy the Thames River Heritage Park Water Taxi and Connecticut Swag, a tote bag and a t-shirt. The winner, Donna DeFazio from Woolkit. Congratulations, Donna.
Congrats, Donna. Well, Donna's the winner for July. You could be the winner for August. One lucky winner will receive this brand new prize, a gift basket from Lime and Orchards filled with delicious goodies, a family four back to the corn maze, and a round of golf for four at Apple Nine. Plus, a gift certificate for a one-day paddleboard or kayak rental for four people at Collinsville Canoe and Kayak. They're located on the Farmington River, and they're one of New England's largest specialty paddleboard shops. They're going to get you to the access to the Upper Mill Pond, too, so that's all pretty cool. You're also going to get some Connecticut swag, including a tote bag and a t-shirt. Head on over to WRCH.com and click on Contest to enter to win. Good luck.